Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. But they eat deli meat on BLT. So much more than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Welcome to episode 19 of BLT Lunch Break. We are one away, guys, from the big 2-0. We're going to have a big party, celebration, secret location. You can figure out all the clues that are in this episode of where this 20th episode party is going to be.
Central Park.
But it's S-I-N.
Oh.
So
it's Central Park.
Will and I actually today said we should start a... like a Halloween thing called Central Florida.
Oh.
It's way unimpressive. Just swamp.
I actually can't believe it hasn't been done already.
I didn't Google it. I'm sure it has. Come on.
Right?
Let's look this up. Central Florida.
I bet you there is a nightclub that has a Central Florida night.
Yes. Okay.
I'd be careful Googling.
Central Florida are the Derby Demons, which are clearly the Ormond Beach area roller derby team.
Oh.
And their logo's kind of awesome. So if you're listening and you're part of this team, I want a shirt because it's pretty rad. We got a couple roller derby people going on the cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, from LA. They're traveling from California to come down. And what is her name? Her fake name? It's awesome.
Rebel Kilson.
Rebel Kilson. I love it. It's so funny.
Oh, I like
She's
that.
Awesome. So major shout out to Rebel Kilson out there.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, it is awesome. I'm excited. I think our cruise guy was shocked. And this is not a promotion. This genuinely happened. How many people are traveling to come to the cruise? Because you assume like other ones that do it, like other podcasts in Florida that do these kind of cruises, they set up or other shows or, you know, whatever, radio shows. Most of their audience is local. Well, what we found out this week is 10% of our audience is in Norway.
Oh, I thought it's 10%?
Oh, that's 5%. Impressive. I'm sorry, 5%.
No, keep it at 10. That's
Let's
fine.
Let's keep it at 10. I'm curious, Norwegian listeners, like, what does it for you? What are we Norwegian humor and we don't know?
Was it because we were talking about Barry Gibb before? Where's he from?
He is from
Australia.
Australia.
Am I thinking of ABBA? Where are they from?
ABBA, Sweden.
Yeah, no. Sweden. The only thing
I'm way off.
Let's look up most famous people from Norway. Vikings.
I mean, Sweden's closer than.
I know what the most famous thing from Norway is, and that's the Spirit of Adventure.
The Spirit has always been and always will be.
Okay, I have not heard of anyone on the list. There's a lot of people that have been dead for over 100 years.
Whoa.
Ned Thompson.
Wait, isn't. Stellan Skarsgård from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, and his son True Blood.
Peter Skarsgård.
Skarsgård. That sounds like it. Should be. Swedish. Style. They're Swedish. So maybe we're the most popular Norwegians, and we're not even Norwegians. A lot of football players, and by football, soccer players. I have not heard of anyone on this list of most famous. I feel like such a bad fan of Norway. This is why the pavilion was converted.
Thor Bjorklund is the inventor of the cheese slicer.
Yeah, a lot of that kind of people. A lot of you don't know their names people, but are incredibly impressive.
Yeah, I like everybody's name here. These are great.
Yeah. I genuinely am looking at this, are any of these names people? By the way, goodbye to our 5% of Norwegian audience who just got offended and turned off.
Ah, here it is, Leif Erikson.
Okay, Leif,
the most famous world explorer ever.
Oh, I was thinking of Leif Garrett.
Definitely not Leif Garrett. Leif Erikson.
Leif Garrett Is he alive still? Yes. I know he's had some issues. Leif Erikson, yeah, I mean, that's a very popular. I mean, he died 1,000-plus years ago. Actually, next year will be 1,000 years. So next year, oh, on the Pod Cruise, or no, it's 2020. So Pod Cruise 2020, we will have a Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson party? I like that.
1,000 year.
I'm in with that.
Since his passing party, which sounds sad. I don't know, what you call memorial?
And everybody's just going to walk around saying, Hinga Dinga Durgan,
yeah.
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Born in Iceland, died in Greenland. So, but I guess was...
And is he even Norwegian?
They claim he's Norwegian. Old Norse, Icelandic, Norwegian. His parents... Wait, Leif was the son... Yeah, he's half Norwegian, I guess. But then he went and became a Norwegian Viking. I don't know a whole lot about this.
Ah, there is a Gerhard Hansen is the discoverer of the leprosy bacterium.
There you go.
We got a lot of Nobel laureates.
Yeah, a lot of smart people. But like, where are your pop stars?
Right, zero pop stars.
Yeah,
a lot of smart people. I think they're doing something right.
No, I think that's probably a good call. Popular music of Norway would be what? Let's see. Oh,
popular music.
Taylor, oh, I got
Taylor and Isaac Hansen.
I got to listen to all of these bands. They have great names. Arcturus, Burzum, The Carpathian Forest.
Isn't this just like Norwegian death metal?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. See? Why is that not on Wikipedia? Why are there no Norwegian death metal bands in the list of famous people on Wikipedia?
You know, because of the communism.
What?
I don't know. I'm just
speaking of music,
yeah.
Bart, before we started recording, you were listening to a country song. What were you listening to?
That was me. That was Logan.
That was me.
Oh, Logan, what were you listening to?
I was listening to a traditional folk song called Cindy Cindy.
See how is this for your...
There you go. I don't know if you can hear that at all.
Oh. Was this for your getting prepped for your Scare Zone recordings?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Oh.
We have to have a tease at the beginning of it. We did it last year with Chance, so I feel like we have to have a tease ready. So
Just in case.
Not to talk Horror Nights, but that new website's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah.
That's
good.
They did go I'm going to have to talk about this on Scare Zone, but they have gone the WrestleMania way, which I think is there's too many numbers now, so they're just like, let's just do away with numbers. It's not Halloween Horror Nights 27. Everyone will call it that, but it's not.
Except for the hashtag is HHN27 still.
Well, they did that with WrestleMania, too. It was WrestleMania WM33, but... The logos and all things indicate no more number branding. That's maybe they reached 27. They're like, I don't want people to tell people how old I am. Yeah, we had that. That was like an internal conflict when I worked at Nickelodeon. It was Nickelodeon's 25th birthday. And at the last minute, they pulled all branding that said 25 because they thought, maybe 30. And they changed it to Nick's big birthday because they thought kids would think it was too old.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a kid would even care.
I don't think from everything I've ever done in marketing research, no one cares about your anniversary except for you.
Right.
So, happy 1 year.
Unless you're giving a huge discount or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I would argue, though, that a certain fan community that we're all familiar with gets into that.
Hey, guys.
I mean, every time any Disney anniversary.
Oh.
I'm going to stop for a second. You guys keep talking, but my computer literally just crashed on me.
Oh.
This is the worst.
So are we still recording?
I'm not recording.
I mean, you and I are still recording.
Yeah.
Oh, you and I are still recording. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how's the weather up there, Bart?
I don't really want to tell you because I know how it is by you, but it's actually gorgeous today here. Yeah. It's sunny and it's in the high 70s and sunny and breezy. It's just beautiful.
I feel like everybody down here in Florida was like, man, it really needs to rain. I'm going to get you. It's really going to rain now.
Actually, right before I came out, Brock tweeted me. He's like, what a crappy time to come to Disney. He's like,
yeah.
We're just running from building to building right now.
Yeah. I was hoping to go out somewhere today, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to because of the rain.
I mean, is it just supposed to go all day? Is there any sign of stopping?
Well, maybe. I have to look at the radar because it looks like it might stop, but you never know.
Yeah. I obsessively watch the radar because we have a basement, and if we lose power, you know, there's a chance of the basement flooding, which happened to us first couple years we were in the house. And so now every time, like, I used to love rainstorms. Now I hate them. I get very anxious, especially if I'm not home.
Do you have like a backup generator for your sump pump or?
I don't even want to say it out loud. Every year I say, I got to buy a generator this year. We had one and we burned it out. We used it so much one summer because we lost power for like 5 days.
Oh.
And it wasn't really a high quality, like, industrial generator. It was more like a camping generator, but we kept running everything off of it, the sump pump and the fridge anyway, and a couple fans, and we just burned it out. So
what do you
spitting oil?
What do you do? Like, you're obsessing over the radar, like the basement might flood, and then what's your plan?
Honestly, I don't know. That's the worst part. I'm so unprepared for anything in life. The last time it happened, which has been quite a few years now, knock on wood, I literally was down there I dumped a huge Rubbermaid container that was full of these big foam Lego blocks called Gorilla Blocks. I dumped those on the floor and I got a bucket and I just started bailing out the sump pump into this thing, praying it would stop because the water was like right towards the top. And then luckily I just managed to stay on top of it until it finally just quit raining and the water subsided enough. But
yeah, that sounds like no fun at all.
No, it was not fun at all, and it's gross. And then I got then you have a big Rubbermaid tub full of water sitting in your basement, full of nasty brown water that you got to do something with. So, yeah, my wife and I just said it like last week. Like, we really need to go buy a generator because it's summer, and that's when the storms come here. So, yeah.
Is it officially summer now?
That's a good question. I mean, it feels like summer. I don't know when the actual date is.
I know that it's hurricane season down here.
Is it already? When does that start?
It started on Thursday, last Thursday.
Because I thought they usually hit in like September or October.
Yeah.
In the fall.
I don't think that hurricane season actually means anything because they don't have like it. Like, maybe one hurricane was found on this one day and they're like, oh, there it is. It's the beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah. I don't think hurricanes check the calendar. So.
Right. But then again, it was not supposed to be raining right now, like as much as it is.
Well, it's tornado season here, which is equally terrifying because they just, you know, I worry about those a lot too because where I'm at's not terrible, although we did have one go right past our neighborhood, that same storm that I was talking about. But there's a town just down the road from where I work that they call Tornado Alley because it's just perfectly flat and tornadoes have historically ripped through it numerous times and just destroyed, like left a path of destruction. So it's a little scary.
I think there was a tornado here today. It's somewhere in Central Florida. I don't know exactly where. I just like follow a bunch of meteorologists because I don't know why I follow them. I check the weather just as much as they do, but I still follow them. And then they were talking about a tornado that had top winds of like 90 miles an hour. Ugh. And I have no idea where it was. Hey, how's it going?
Thrilled that it recorded everything, but I don't have had to stop. So but it froze all over my computer, so nothing I could do.
Well, I've still been recording. We've had a fascinating conversation about weather.
We talked about weather and tornadoes and stuff.
How profane. How much editing do I need?
None. Just one word from Bart. I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I did say the thing that stops water. So,
yeah.
Or, you know, if we can't have that, you can edit it out, I guess.
A thing that a beaver makes.
In what context?
Not in the context of beavers.
Not the beaver context.
Okay. Well, I have to go to the bylaws and see. But I'll listen back and make sure.
I would say it was around the 9 or 10 minute mark.
Sure. Okay. There you go. Well, I'm back. And start from here on, safe for the little ears.
Okay. Yay.
What were we talking about before you got cut? I can't even remember now, but...
We were talking about Cindy, Halloween Horror Nights, removing the numbers, and that's irrelevant. Okay. Because you can hear that, and I'll probably have Tim come on. And Bart, are we going to get you to Horror Nights this year for the first time ever?
I mean, I don't know, considering...
If I pay for it, yeah.
Well, yes. If someone wants to pay for it, if we want to start a Kickstarter, absolutely. But
I don't think you can just kickstart and take me on a trip. That's the GoFundMe.
I'll GoFundMe.
You have to be a little bit more, you know, and you have to have a good story. You can't just be, well, I mean, people do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen some pretty...
There may be a Pod Cruise one out there for somebody who wants to go on the cruise.
And that's, I think the Pod Cruise may have kiboshed any chance of me going on to Horror Nights, but who knows?
Don't worry. It's going to be three glorious days.
It's true.
Where did the word kibosh come from?
I don't know. Hopefully not Chuck Woolery.
Pilot.
Is it bad? Like, I was curious as soon as you said it, yeah.
I always assumed it was like an onomatopoeia. It's just like the sound of like hitting something, like kibosh.
Kibosh!
Yeah.
Maybe not. See, that's funny because I've heard it as kibosh, which doesn't sound like something getting hit.
No, that's true.
I have the definition, but I'm trying to find is the...
Entomology.
Right. If we were in a spelling bee.
Oh, have you guys watched any of the videos from that most recent spelling bee?
No.
No?
I have not.
Oh, one kid got in a lot of trouble with his mom because they asked him a word, and he just spelled it right away and turned around and walked away because he knew he spelled it right without them even saying correct. And his mom's like,
that's awesome.
You can't do that. That's disrespectful.
He mic dropped it.
Yeah. And it was, I got to admit, it was pretty awesome to watch.
Okay. So I have the origin.
Okay.
And the origin is not as impressive. 1836, the first time anyone used kibosh or kibosk. In British English slang phrase, put the kibosh on of unknown source, despite intense speculation, the earliest citation is in Dickens.
No.
Looks Yiddish, but its original appearance is in a piece set in the heavily Irish Seven Dials neighborhood in the West End of London, seems to argue this. So they're saying it's Irish slang, but the first known use of it is in Dickens. I love how they say it looks Yiddish, because this is Chuck Woolery Dictionary. fun fact, kibosh, not actually Yiddish.
It's Irish. But I'm going to put the kibosh over your head with me shillelagh.
So he's saying, so kibosh, fine word to use.
Okay, good.
That's what.
Okay. So then Dickens was another author that made up words? Because we know that William Shakespeare made up like a whole bunch of words.
Yes.
And now we use those words. Like one of them is like something silly like elbow. Like he's the first person to say elbow.
Shakespeare?
Yeah. Or it may not be elbow.
That's awesome. In regards to macaroni.
Oh my gosh. No, it was the...
This has become the laughing podcast, I'm pretty sure. After listening to the last episode, which people loved, it's 80% of us giggling.
Well, that's good.
Elbow first. Yeah, no, I think that's fun. They laugh with us.
Maybe it's not elbow, but it's, you know, it's something like that. That's a very common word.
Like the term Grinch was actually coined by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if someone's now anyone is a Grinch is just someone who's, but that's a Dr. Seussian trademarked word.
Okay. I'm looking it up. Words invented by Shakespeare. This is the slowest website ever.
Well, that makes sense. Have you ever been to a Shakespeare in the park?
What?
I don't know. You never been? You ever gone to a live Shakespeare performance? You've
performed in live Shakespeare performances.
That's a shocker.
Not one that on a tour, Shakespeare was actually at.
No.
Well, no. Will was a big theater kid, my best friend. Obviously, you've heard about him before. I had to go see them do a Shakespeare play that they had that the teacher thought was smart to convert into a Civil War drama, but to not change the words, just the settings, and it was terrible.
Ah. They do,
it was
they do that a lot.
4 hours of nonsense.
They do that a lot, actually.
I found it.
Yeah, I don't. Okay,
oh no,
go.
One of them was elbow, but the other one's eyeball.
What?
Yeah. Huh. So I guess.
So what'd they call it before? It's not like it was not a civilized world when Shakespeare was around. This was not the Stone Age.
They called it the bendy
so
bit.
They just like, they called it.
Ooh, he made up the word swagger.
Oh, that's good. I like that one.
There's like some of these are, it's real impressive. Like deafening, he made up.
Okay.
Lonely. Tranquil. Jaded. Luggage. Mimic, outbreak, noiseless. It's just like these are regular words
So you're telling me we never would have had Outbreak, the film.
Yeah.
And we would never have had the best of the late 90s Aerosmith tunes, Jaded.
Yeah.
If not for that.
Dauntless? We've named ships after this.
Nautilus?
No, Dauntless.
Dauntless.
Dauntless. I thought you said he invented the word Nautilus.
No.
It's just, these are interesting. This is going a little far.
Lackluster? That one makes sense, because I could see them having luster before, and then they're like, right. All right, we need, this is the lack of luster.
Right. The only Doctor Who episode I've ever seen was when they go in a Shakespearean adventure.
Oh.
And it's, are you Whovians, either of you? I think we may have talked about this.
No,
I don't think we have, but no, I'm not. I, you know, sometimes I feel like I should be, because some people talk about it so much, but just never.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I watched it when I was a kid. My brother used to watch it on PBS on Sunday nights, and it was like the 70s version with Tom. The only one I know is, yeah, Tom Baker. He had a real long, I guess they all wear scarves, but he had like real curly hair and a long scarf.
They don't all, no, just he wears the scarf. Oh, well, I do know enough about that. That's his look.
Okay.
Somewhere, bow ties. I like, I really like the actor who was like the second of the current generation. He's in a bunch of other things that I like.
David Tennant?
And what is his... David Tennant.
He was Barty Crouch Jr. in Harry Potter.
Yeah, and he also is, I believe, is he Scrooge McDuck in the new DuckTales?
Yes,
I believe we've discussed this before. Yeah. I'm having
deja
vu.
He was the purple man in Jessica Jones, although he wasn't purple, but his character in the comics was the purple man.
He was Dr. Manhattan in Jessica Jones.
No.
Isn't that Dr. Manhattan?
I just saw a big blue man, or purple man, blue man group, back to group.
No, he has a name in Jessica Jones, the show.
Kilgrave.
I don't remember what it is.
Kilgrave.
Kilgrave, yeah.
So there you go.
I'm going to cosplay as Dr. Manhattan this year at Comic-Con.
Oh.
Really difficult costume.
Just a blue suit, right?
Just no suit, just paint yourself blue.
Just paint me up.
Yeah, super jacked,
Billy
though.
Billy Crudup all over the town. Yeah, I got to get super jacked. That's a problem. It's like 5 weeks away. But you never know. I can cut weight. I've been known to have swagger. I have been discussing whether like I'm going to cosplay at all during our 5 days at Comic-Con. And looking at it, though, I do have like that part of me feels like, do the people, because of the movie, we have professional badges. Is that looked down upon, I wonder, if a professional badged person is a cosplayer?
Well, not if you cosplay as what you are there to promote.
So, like, I could be any Dick Van Dyke character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
So, I could be Bert. I could be Dick Van Dyke. I could be Rob Petrie. Mm-hmm. I could be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Guy.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Guy.
Oh, come on. What's the character name? No one knows. Of course not. Dick Van Dyke even complains that movie is too long. Like, I talked to him about it. He's like, well, it took us like 18 months to shoot it. It's too long. It's like, I was like, I think a lot of people love that movie, but I think a lot of people probably agree. I tried to watch it the other day. It's like 3 hours long.
I don't think I've ever even seen it, to be honest with you.
It's a good movie. It's fun. It's, you know, they took all of the elements. As we said, the reason it didn't work as well as they wanted it to work is they took all the elements of a Disney movie.
Right.
Without Walt.
Right.
And he said that just didn't work. And that's why, that actually was what he was afraid about for Mary Poppins Returns. But I guess he was swayed.
So wait, do you guys know what his name is from the movie?
No.
No idea.
Caracatus Potts?
Mr. Potts.
Mr. Potts, for sure, but his first name.
I think I know Potts.
I don't.
Caracatus.
I feel like I'm saying
this
wrong.
They're supposed to be in France, I believe. No, or is it the English countryside? No, they're in the English countryside, but they shot it in France. It's one or the other. I know more about the history of making this movie than I do the movie itself.
Apparently, Sally Ann Howes plays a character named Truly Scrumptious.
Yep.
And somebody else plays a character named Lord Scrumptious. These are great names.
My wrestling name.
Lord Scrumptious.
Lord Scrumptious.
Lord Scrumptious.
What's your finishing move?
Oh, you don't want to know. I'm not quick enough to come up with an answer that's not somewhat profane. So, Lord Scrumptious it is. Then we need that. That's our next shirt. We don't have many shirts. People have been asking for a fighting robot shirt or fighting android shirt. I didn't get my own quote right.
Yeah, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like us fighting androids and lots of
monsters. I'll say it should be an android and a monster, I think.
Oh, individual shirts?
No, like a shirt with an android fighting a monster. Or us in...
No, I think we're fighting them.
Well, I know, but then you're getting it. Then the shirt gets kind of
busy. I believe
busy.
It leads you... Yeah. Doesn't it lead to believe that we are the ones fighting those androids and the monsters?
But maybe we play it off as that, like, we show up later in the fight to, like, break up a fight amongst androids and monsters.
So we're peacekeepers. We're the Jedi Knights of the androids and monster feud.
What it should be is like a Rock'em Sock'em Robots game. Like Tim said, only one should be a robot and one should be a monster.
Well, that's good because the Rock'em Sock'em Robots are already robots.
Well, we can't use the same robot, though. And then the implication is that we come and play the game, and that's how we fight.
Okay.
I mean, some of these websites will print everything, so it's fine.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. No, we have artist friends.
And then
I've got a few Demon Creature of Wolfman shirt designs people have sent us. I just haven't landed on one.
Let's see. I don't think I've seen any of them, have I?
No.
I think I sent you one a while back. It looked like an old movie poster. Maybe. It was like it was almost there. We just needed to tweak it.
Yeah, I need to see a Demon Creature of Wolfman shirt.
I believe you're the creature. No.
That's pretty...
I can't remember. It says it's a Bart Scott, based on a Bart Scott novel. which, I believe I'm the one who said it, so I feel a little bit like, you ripped me off, but whatever.
You did. That's true.
Y'all discuss for a minute. I'll find it, and we can talk about how we can improve on this amazing design.
I tell you, speaking of creature movies, are you guys excited about... Have we talked about the new Mummy movie? Are people excited about this?
No, apparently it's not exciting at all. People are coming back saying no.
I just saw, I keep seeing the commercials going, man, I want to like this, but it looks, I don't know, she doesn't even look like a mummy. But I don't want to be so simple as to say, well, if she doesn't look like a traditional mummy, it can't be good. But I just
not my mummy.
I just saw a headline on a review that said it's the worst Tom Cruise movie, Tom Cruise has ever made or been in.
The worst movie that Tom Cruise has ever made?
I just saw that.
That's high praise.
Wow. Have they seen other Tom Cruise movies?
I don't know.
All right, let's start from the bottom. Worst Tom Cruise movie. Top Cruise, which is a documentary about Tom. They are making the Top Gun 2, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's actually happening. Top Gun Maverick. Which I like that. I feel like they had to do that so they didn't get Independence Day, where it's like, wait, you're telling me that Will Smith isn't in this?
Right.
Then why is it Independence Day 2? So they're like, no, let's like lead with it. Top Gun. This has Tom Cruise in it.
All right.
I did see, I'm trying to find that demon creature. I'll have to find it later. I did see they shot a lot of the actual, there's a plane crash sequence. They shot it in the Vomit Comet.
Oh, really?
You know, where it drops. And it like that scene alone, it's on, look, you have to go see the movie. Yeah. I want to see the movie because I want to support the monster universe. That is the main reason that I want to see it. Like, I want to see that do well. Overall, sorry, my kids are leaving. Goodbye, my kid. Bye-bye. I'm waving bye through a window. I want to see it support the monster universe, but I watched the scene that it was on. They showed it on Jimmy Fallon last night. So they shot a actual, what would be like a plane crash sequence in the Vomit Comet. And it's actually crazy impressive. And so the effects look good, but you're right. The first trailers, I was kind of just like, meh. I really want to love it, but the more recent ones I've started to kind of get behind.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm starting to feel it, but I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet, and I haven't seen a few other things, so the likelihood of me making out to the theater to see this is pretty darn low, except for my wife has zero interest, and that's usually when I can definitely make it to a movie.
All right, I've got my two Tom Cruise movies that I didn't like.
All right, I'll come up with mine.
I hated War of the Worlds.
Yeah, that I thought would be pretty bottom of the barrel.
And I also did not like Oblivion.
I didn't see it.
I've seen it like six times, and every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I've seen this. This was bad. Because it like turns on. I'm like, oh, Tom Cruise. Yeah, we should watch this. And then I start watching, and I'm like, wait a second. I remember not liking this the last six times that I watched it. It's like my mind has blanked it out completely.
You know, I'm looking through this list, and I will be completely honest and say there's not a ton on here that I've seen and disliked. World of the Worlds to be up there. Okay, now here's one. Rock of Ages.
Oh, no, that was a good one.
No, I love the musical. I love it. I saw it on Broadway, thought it was fantastic, and I just really thought the movie was just... I don't know. I really disliked it. And maybe I was just let down because I loved the musical, but it was not, I did not dig it at all. His parts, I think, were the best parts, though, so I can say that. I think he definitely made the movie, but there wasn't much to be made. And other than that, looking at it, I don't see one of these ones I've gone to theatrically or even seen at home and thought, I really dislike it.
Yeah. I think Tom Cruise is a good actor. He's slightly crazy, but I think he's a good actor.
A little bit. I mean, the first, like, 10 movies are, like, every other movie is a classic. So it's hard to, like, argue when it's like, oh, yeah, Top Gun, The Color of Money, Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, Days of Thunder. Now, Days of Thunder often hated, but I love Days of Thunder.
That I've never seen.
Oh, we're watching that on the cruise.
I'm trying to remember back to Magnolia, because I think I remember seeing it and liking it. But I don't remember.
I can tell you what it's about, but it was great.
Yeah.
William H. Macy. He plays like a Tony Robbins kind of character.
Who, William H. Macy or Tom Cruise?
No, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, you're right. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So what about you? You got any bottom barrel Tom Cruise flex?
I'm trying to think. Like, I agree War of the Worlds was terrible. Probably one of Steven Spielberg's worst movies, too. I can't, you know, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I don't know that I've seen as many Tom Cruise movies as I thought I had. I know it's easier to say which ones, like, I really like. Like, I really liked Minority Report, which I don't know if everyone did or not, but I really like that movie a lot.
I like it, yeah.
What else? I mean, I like Top Gun, I guess. I haven't seen it in a long time. I like Days of Thunder, although I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen Days of Thunder since it was in the theater, but I liked it.
Love Days of Thunder.
Yeah. I mean, you could say Legend, I guess, but that's kind of become a cult classic in its own right. But it got panned. I almost said Willow, but that was Val Kilmer. I didn't like Mission Impossible 2. Right? Was 2?
They all run together to me, so I'm not sure.
2 was one with Anthony Hopkins, which I thought looked cool, and then I saw it, and it was boring. And I didn't even see 3.
Coming up on Mission Impossible 6 in 2018, so.
Are they really?
Yeah, we're pretty far into this franchise.
I didn't even see the last one, actually. So
I didn't see anything other than Mission Impossible 1.
I've seen 1, 2, and then I saw Ghost Protocol, which was the first one with Jeremy Renner, and that's it. So, and that one actually was pretty good, too, but I don't know. How about Far and Away? Did you like Far and Away?
So far away.
Another, like, 7-hour movie.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Where he plays an Irish immigrant, him and Nicole Kidman.
In my hands again.
What? Logan's just singing, like...
It's far away.
What's his name?
Fuel?
He's singing Fuel? Yeah.
Oh.
Little hemorrhage,
in my hands.
I was thinking, by your impression, that it was... what the heck? The guy that...
That's just how I say
it. From Florida, from Orlando... Creed, yeah.
Scott Stapp?
You did. I think you sagged into some Creed by accident, or maybe some...
That's just how I said, hey, don't bash the Creed. Number one, Scott Stapp, I've met him, a very nice man. Will got a Christmas card from him last year. I'll have to show it to you. It's pretty awesome.
Soaked in bourbon.
But, what?
Soaked in bourbon.
He's fully recovered. He lives here in town.
Oh.
He was at the Bert Kreischer show, actually, I was at.
Yeah, they did a show together on Comedy Central recently.
Yeah, Bert came out and did the complete, like, at the show in Nashville, shirtless, of course, did hire the complete song and had everyone sing along. And everyone knew Scott Stapp was there, but he didn't say, like, come up, which would have been awesome. But, like, so he did the entire song, which was really funny.
You know the full story behind that, right?
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer, when he was in college at Florida State, was in a band, and they met this guy who was a guitar player. And they're like, hey, you want to be in our band? And he's like, sure. And then they started playing with him, and they were like, this guy's too good. And literally, this is in Bert's book, too. He's like, this guy's too good. He's making us look bad. So he convinced the other band members to throw him out because he wanted to be the lead. He was the lead singer, and he wanted to be the guitar player. So they kicked out this guy, and the guy's name was Mark Tremonti, who went on to form the band Creed with Scott Stapp and become a multimillionaire. So.
Do y'all have it? Because Creed is one of mine. I'll be honest. Like, I've seen them multiple times in concert. I like them a lot. The Orlando in me also, I think, bleeds a little bit for them. Do you have any, like, guilty pleasure bands?
What?
That almost some bands that are like almost universally hated. Or like pop bands that you like. Like, I know I've gone through this. All of my bands are guilty pleasure bands, so I have nothing I can say. I love the Spice Girls. I love Creed. I have an affinity for Nickelback.
I think that now that Hanson has their new song, like that song got stuck in my head real fast. So
yeah,
I'll go with...
They're a great band.
I'll go with Hanson. Like, I'm okay saying that. Oh, it's good. It's very inspirational.
Yeah. Another good people, great song. I agree. Hanson, if you bash Hanson, you clearly haven't listened to anything in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Because
their last few albums have been unbelievable.
And they've got their own beer and everything.
They do.
And they can, like, poke fun at themselves with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking with one of them about 10 years ago, and he said, we just know that like when one of us dies, it's just going to say, dead.
Oh.
If that happens.
How did that come up in conversation? Were you talking with one of the people from Hanson?
Yes. Hey, hold on. I'm having some sort of, oh, yes. I saw. Yes. Goodbye. I'll call you. Okay. Sorry, guys.
That was Taylor Hanson right there.
Taylor Hanson waving through the window.
Maybe he said, hey,
I've got your check for the endorsement. Where do you want me to leave it?
I've spent some time with those guys, and we've done some stuff with
them.
We'll
get them on the cruise.
Yeah, really.
I don't know them that well. I haven't seen them in about 8 or 9 years, and my big connection to them, I don't really, I could email them. I can call. I mean, I have their phone numbers. That's about as far, but I don't really know. They're busy. They got lots of kids.
At least get them on BLT.
But if you watch the 10th anniversary of, okay, here's something you can find me. Watch the 10th anniversary of Middle of Nowhere special they did, and I'm in the front row singing along.
Oh.
Where would we watch
it's
this?
It's like In the Round. I don't know. They released it themselves because they're the biggest independent band, period. They were the number one, the first band. They had a number one independent record. Like, they were one of the first people to do that. I'm not sure where I would find it. It was from 10 years ago because the album's now 20 years old. Like, Mbop is 20 years old. So the 10th anniversary would have been 2007. I wasn't married yet. I know that. But I'd just gotten engaged, if I remember right. Nah. I do not know where you can find it, but I'll look for it. You can find it.
Let me ask.
And they do Hanson Day, which I believe just passed in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So... This is a little bit off topic, but sort of on topic, because we were talking about the Hanson special, and I know that you, Logan, have had some talkings with Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to watch Age of Ultron. That's the last Marvel movie in like the list of movies so that I can be caught up to date with what's happening in the Marvel universe, and it's available on Netflix Canada, but not Netflix USA.
Oh, weird.
Why?
Well, I assume there's some sort of regional rights to it. So what would happen is maybe Netflix Canada tried to negotiate for it. And they were given the rights to maybe everywhere other than the United States or maybe just Canada because someone bought the TV rights for to have the first at-home premiere on some sort of free service. Something like that is typically what it would be. Or... just maybe it may have been on there and just, I believe it was, and maybe just the contract expired because you signed to deals. They license your film typically for a specific amount of time. Like my movie wasn't on Netflix, but it was on, or it's on Amazon Prime, and I believe it's on there for another 2 years. It was like a 7-year deal. And then it'll still be on Amazon, but it won't be necessarily Prime unless we re-up.
Right.
I don't personally deal with that. I deal with that through our distributors, but it is a... not to get too technical and nerdy on here, but yeah, usually it's their rights per country. Like we've sold exclusive rights to Ireland and a different person who bought exclusive rights to Mexico or a different person who bought the exclusive rights to South Africa. They're all differently controlled and it depends on who your distributor is. So
interesting.
Now you know the rest of the story.
No, that was good. I felt like I was watching CBS.
Trying to think if there's anything else than ways that could have been done. Yeah, probably. Now, you know you can get Netflix Canada.
Wow.
If you want to use my voodoo.
Your voodoo?
Not my voodoo, but there's ways to make your internet provider think you're coming from Canada.
Do what?
Oh.
Remind me of the babe.
Because I occasionally will do that to watch British television live. that we can't watch here. I will make my computer think that I am in England.
Well, that sounds sort of illegal, right?
I don't think it is illegal because it's very like it's a popular thing. People, we can buy them online. You can buy boxes that'll do it. I don't know. It's probably not. It's probably not illegal. It's probably just, there's probably nowhere on the books. Like there's probably nowhere on the books that says you can't make your computer think that it's somewhere else. Like if I'm being honest, our computer system here, it thinks I'm in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Ah, no.
Like that's how we have it set up for security purposes. So when I go to like Best Buy, it's like find nearest Best Buys. It like comes up or movies. It always comes up in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So I think that it's not. I don't think there's anything illegal about it because I don't think that's something that has to be public information. But yeah, you can get different either services that you pay, or if you are got a little bit of coding background, you can figure it out yourself.
I feel like you probably shouldn't have said that your computers think they're in
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
They're going to have to change it.
I'm probably going to edit that out.
Maybe do a voiceover of
let's just say this. Wyoming. All right, we'll put this here. My computers think I'm in, I like that, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Ah. Well, that's interesting. I wonder, like, what the implications, I don't know where to go from there.
I just know it's a good song. So.
What?
Cheyenne, the song Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. What?
No one knows that song.
No.
I believe it's a Garth Brooks song, or maybe it's a.
Oh, the beaches of wasn't. Wait, isn't it the beaches of Cheyenne?
Does that make it?
No, because there's no beaches in Cheyenne. Are there?
What are we talking about right now?
We don't know anymore.
How do you spell pleasure? Cheyenne?
That's what I was just doing too. I was trying to type it in. It starts with a C.
C-H-E-Y-A-N-N-E, right?
It's like okay. Cheyenne, yeah.
By Jason Derulo.
Jason
Derulo. But no, I'm thinking of Beaches of Cheyenne, which is a Garth Brooks song. That is right.
Is it the Beaches of Cheyenne?
It's on the album. No, I think that's probably the joke, and maybe we're just idiots who never thought 10% further than... I mean, I don't believe there are beaches in Wyoming.
I mean, unless it's like a lake. I Google it, because now it's going to drive me crazy. It's Beaches of something that sounds like Anne, doesn't it?
It's Beaches of Cheyenne.
Oh.
Wait, quick, real, wait. Shh.
Huh.
That's all you get. Sorry.
That's it. Okay, are there any more?
Copyright.
Oh, that happened
Garth
to me.
Garth Brooks knows where to find me.
Totally. I was doing a Facebook Live, and I played a few minutes of, not a minute, maybe 30 seconds of the new Train hit to play that song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Facebook took it down and deleted it and cut me off live.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know, it was hardcore. I was like on there. All of a sudden it was just off and then deleted. Like not even like I could go back or they muted it. Like it was just gone. It was like 45 minutes of us doing a live show for our Patreon subscribers on WDW Today. And yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds like some next level Big Brother stuff.
I know. The Train Army is coming to get me.
Right? You got to watch out for those guys. They'll hit you with those drops of Jupiter.
Yeah, you don't want one of those in your eyes or in your hair. I meant hair because that's the song, but for some reason I said in your eyes. Bart, you're going to see Train, right?
I am. This is June. In June. In a couple weeks, actually.
Oh.
The end of the month. What?
Speaking of which, I did find out that summer starts June 21st.
Oh, so it's not summer yet.
Yeah. Still in spring.
Yeah.
Oh, you just reminded me of something, too. I wanted to make a kind of an announcement. It'll probably surprise you guys, too, because you're not aware of this. But so October 21st, I'm going to see, speaking of Bert Kreischer, I'm going to go see Bert Kreischer at the Chicago Improv, which is not in Chicago. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, at Woodfield Mall. So I was thinking, since my wife doesn't want to go, that we should do like a BLT / since we have a lot of listeners here in the Illinois area, and southern Wisconsin.
Or if you're a Norwegian listener, you could come to.
Or Norway. I thought it'd be kind of fun to do like a little meetup before the show, maybe, if people want to get together. I haven't put together details, but I was thinking the Improv actually has a really nice bar lounge area. So if people actually get tickets to the show, we could meet up there. Or we could do it somewhere else in the mall, but I thought that'd be kind of fun. So I'm putting that out there for October 21st. I'll put something on Twitter.
Is there a specific show time you're going to?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the Late Show, the 9:15 show, I want to say.
October 21st.
But the doors of the bar open at 6. So we could meet up there at like 6 or so and
Take your shirts off.
And it's really like a big like mall, like a like a Opry Mills type mall, right? It's like a
It's in Woodfield Mall, which is has more shopping than Mall of America.
It has a Rainforest Cafe.
It has a Rainforest Cafe. That's where we drank before the show last year because we're weird like that.
I mean, we have like 1,000 listeners in the in Illinois at least. Well, so
if I can
pack it out, 1,000
people want to meet at the Improv. But I think to get into that bar, you actually have to have a ticket to the show. So, but it's not expensive. It's only like $25. So.
Let's sell out that everyone wear BLT shirts.
If we could pack the Improv with BLT listeners, that'd be amazing.
I think he'd do the show if there 1,000 people show up. So,
I think so.
I think that would be okay. But awesome. So that's we'll post about it October 21st. Though, so you're gonna do like
October
a mini meetup.
October 21st.
And we're still looking on sometime to do probably a Horror Nights thing. But that's so tickets went on sale today.
Yeah,
and we'll work it out. I know you can't do that, but maybe Tim and I want to go to Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
October,
one that
Friday?
Yeah. October the 13th, which is Friday. I'm thinking about that for me personally. I know that scares on Chris and those guys there earlier. But that's also my son's fall break. So I was like, that could be
perfect. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's a bad idea. Because anybody that's going to be a Scare Zone listener is more than likely going to get a Frequent Fear or a Frequent Fear Plus. So only the Frequent Fear Plus people can come.
Oh, no, no.
To your Friday.
No, we're not going to do that as a meetup.
Oh.
I just personally want to, we're going to do the meetup probably earlier in the year because of that. And because it's, like, Chris won't even be in town anymore. He's going to be there in early September, mid-September. I just personally want to go to Halloween Horror Nights on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
When does Horror Nights start this year?
August 15th.
No, it starts in August?
No,
September 15th.
Oh, my God.
Mickey's Not So Scary starts in August, though.
Yeah, it's the longest. Right. It's like, what, like 30-something, 36 nights this year? Something like that?
Yeah, 15th through the 4th.
Yeah.
Of
I'm going to try to hit up that last weekend, too, because I did that last year, and though it was the add-on year, there was nobody there, and it was awesome.
Well, I know another one of our apostles, that Florida guy, is going to be there in late September, so you guys should definitely plan to do it then so he can join you.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. I don't know exactly what we'll do. I'm going to hope we can do a broadcast. And what I want to do is last time Tim and I did this, we got to broadcast from the Universal Radio Studio. I want to have like people crowd during the show. What let's do is probably during Horror Nights just because doing it actually during the nighttime is probably not super easy for them. That may be
going on.
But I want to do like people that are doing like the Stay and Scream, they can just kind of like bang on the window the whole time.
Well, don't bang on. Don't cause a ruckus.
We want Universal.
Just come and like wait.
Come and watch. We are probably going to be doing that soon, Tim, and I'll let you know more details off air.
Okay.
We're going to be doing one, so maybe you can swing by and do it with maybe a different former icon. So that'll be a teaser for you guys. We're working on those dates
every time
right now.
I won't. If it's a teaser, I won't say anything about it.
Oh, I don't care.
Every time I see that, see that icon, she always gives me a wink.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, wink, I know who you are, and you know who I am. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's very obvious.
Yes.
Like,
one, I have a very specific mustache.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a character greeting, by the way? Yes, her. We'll just say her.
She has a great mustache.
Have you ever had a character interaction that they don't talk about your mustache?
Yeah.
Because every time I watch one of your vlogs, someone talks about it. Like Star-Lord, I saw, did that. How was that Star-Lord, by the way?
Oh, which one? I've seen him twice.
Okay, the one on the vlog, the most recent vlog.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
He looked pretty good.
The first time that I saw him, he didn't look as much like Star-Lord, but he sounded very much like Star-Lord.
Yeah,
he did.
And then the second one looked a little bit more like him, but then had like dreamy Tiger Beat eyes that I don't think Star-Lord has.
I don't know. He's a pretty popular dude, that Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bart, do you have to get back to work?
I do.
This is a bummer, because this has been an episode with a lot of issues.
It's all right. But I think we should do a lightning round, because we were asked a question. I don't remember by who. You'll have to check Twitter. Okay. But someone just asked us today what our guilty pleasure food is.
Ooh.
What does that
and
mean?
I found
something
that
people think is disgusting, but we like?
Or something we know we should not be eating that we absolutely love.
Okay.
As the way I took it.
I got mine. 100% got mine.
Do it.
This isn't anything that's really necessarily so gross, and I don't do this very often, but I have done this in the past. Take a packet of hot chocolate mix, like hot cocoa mix. Uh-huh. And you just eat the powder, which is super dangerous because you have to like hold your breath while you're doing it.
Cough.
Yeah.
Because it like murders your lungs from the inside out.
Like Annie Hall.
Yeah. But the it's so good. It's so good to eat. Like you chew it and it's
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to think of mine. Bart.
Okay. Well, because I gave it some thought when I read it on Twitter that my first thought was like, well, you know, of course I love fast food way too much. And specifically, like, I love Taco Bell. Like last night I was bad and had Taco Bell but I went to play lacrosse. Like I actually played. So
Nice.
That was how I justified it. It was my son's team's last practice of the season. So we did a scrimmage of kids versus dads. So, and those kids took no mercy on us. So before anyone mocks me for playing against 9 and 10 year olds, they were not taking it. They were not pulling any shots, but so I had a little bit of Taco Bell and I love it. But really what occurred to me, my favorite, something I do with my wife. No,
cottage cheese lasagna.
I do, man. I take a lot of heat for my love of cottage cheese.
as you should.
My weakness in general is peanut butter. I love peanut butter, like, obsessively. Like, I'll just eat it right out of the jar with a spoon.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing to do is I'll take an Oreo and just, like, scoop it through the peanut butter and then, like, eat it. And it's amazing. Oh,
that sounds so good.
It's amazing. The other thing is take a fudge stripe cookie from Keebler and smear a little peanut butter on the back. It tastes like a Nutter Butter, only better.
That sounds amazing.
That all sounds good. I'm too lazy to do any of that.
I have another one that's like, now that you've said peanut butter, it's ridiculous, like too much work for what it's worth, but it's so good. You take a tortilla, spread some peanut butter on it, preferably crunchy. You sprinkle some brown sugar on there, and then you sprinkle some chocolate chips, and then you pour a little bit of honey in there, and you wrap it up, and you eat that. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, that sounds...
I thought you were going to say, like, fry it or something, which would sound good too, but
these all sound amazing. Oh man, I'm struggling with, like, because I'm trying to find out one that my mind was going to something that I ate that was also kind of disgusting. And
okay, well,
no, I can't, I don't really have that. I don't have something that I think that is universally hated that I like. Dang it, I don't know. And my weakness would be those stinking, we talked about before, those Honey Bell oranges when those are around, because I'll down plenty of those, but those are no fruit, so I don't think that can count.
That's a good weakness, though. That's fruit.
I know, but no, they're crazy sugar. I mean, they are drinking sugar. It's my drinking sugar.
You got any gross gelatinous fish that you love? Or?
Oh, are you trying to be Chuck Woolery on me? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to go full Woolery. I do like gefilte fish. That is true.
You can't go full Woolery.
I do like gefilte fish, but not like daily. Like
you wouldn't eat it every day.
No, but when at Passover at a Seder, yeah, I'll eat it. My wife will not even touch it. But no, I'll definitely eat a gefilte fish, horseradish, that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think what else, any other disgusting foods. I do, people probably think it's disgusting. I order all my meats typically at the lowest medium well, maybe well done.
Oh.
I know people hate it, but that's how I prefer my food. If it's red blood crazy, I can't even touch it. I can't even look at it. And I always, for a while, just thought that's just because, like, how I was raised, because my dad orders it like that. But then I was like, did like a weird, like, kind of deep dive, sorry, Woolery, on some of like the history of poor Russian immigrants that came over. And that's like almost built into the DNA in like your blood now. Because they would have to burn everything to like it be like edible.
That's really funny. So, because go, sorry, finish.
No. I'm sorry. That's it. I mean, so it's like in my blood that's how I prefer it.
When I was at this NASA thing that I went to, we interviewed a scientist and she was telling us that people who are descendants of the Irish that lived through the Irish potato famine are more susceptible to diabetes because their bodies have been pre-programmed through genetics to hold on to food and sugars.
Yeah, that makes sense. Same kind of concept. So if you see me order I thought you were going to say, if they've been through the famine, are more like easy to do space travel. Like that's what I was going to say. Like, well, they could get hungry easier. You know, they can take a lot less food. So if you're from Irish descent, that's who we're looking for here at NASA.
No.
How was NASA?
It was super fun. I liked it a lot. It was really interesting because a lot of the scientists are not public speakers at all. So
they're scientists.
when they were talking about their science, they were pretty boring.
Going over your head a little bit.
their topics were really interesting. They just were, I don't know, maybe a little bit nervous in front of the crowd.
So people that are coming for the pod cruise, should they take a day?
Oh, yeah, day before? Definitely. Definitely. To go to the visitor complex, yes, because that's like, that is the, they take the most interesting stuff and give it to you in an entertaining fashion because it's a visitor's complex. These are the people that I was talking to are like the guy that is growing plants in space.
Right.
And yeah, he was the most exciting of the bunch.
Did you say they're letting go of fireflies in space?
No, they're sending fruit flies up into space. Not letting any of them go.
I wanted to be well, of course they die in a second. I know they were just I meant for some reason in my head they were fireflies. I thought, well, that'd be very pretty. It'd be a very pretty pretty thing to say. All right, Bart, I know you got to go.
Among the stars though, they'd almost just be lost.
Well, they'd be dead in about 3
That's
seconds.
The most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
But she did say, I saw Tim's video, they're going to breed them up there and then bring the babies back and see how they do.
Yeah.
That's Evangeline.
They must live a little long. Yeah, Evangeline. That's what I was thinking.
There's a 30-day lifespan.
Oh, we'll see. There you go. Well, it's that time again, boys and girls. I got to go back to work, and I don't even know if... Did you guys even eat lunch yet today? I hope I'm not keeping you.
I had a turkey and ham sandwich.
I had Moe's Original Barbecue.
Oh, well, there you go. Everybody's fine then. I had Jimmy John's. And I tipped him $5 this time on an $8 tab, so leave me alone.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez, I mean, how do you deserve that?
Call me a rock.
Was it that fast?
Because I got in trouble last time, so I didn't tip
it
enough.
It was freaky fast.
It was freaky fast. So what did we learn today? We learned that Logan's computer thinks he's in Wyoming.
Yep. Not anywhere else.
As far as you guys know. We learned that Tim needs a Canadian Netflix account immediately so he can finish all the Marvel movies.
I'll hook it up.
Right.
Although you've watched them completely out of order, so it doesn't really
matter. Yes.
And have you watched Guardians 2?
No.
Well, then you're not caught up. Moving on. Yeah. All right.
Excellent. Did you see Civil War, Tim? That's on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, that's my favorite.
That's a great
one. But Ultron was not very good.
Yeah, that's all that I have left. And the ones that are available, not in the theaters still.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. And we learned that, did we learn about guilty pleasures? Well, we knew that, we knew Logan like Hansen, now Tim's outed himself.
Yeah.
I didn't even respond to that question because I don't want to take the drubbing that I would. I get in enough trouble for my cottage cheese obsession. What would people say if they found out I had an extensive Celine Dion playlist on my iPhone? But anyway, neither here nor there, folks. What matters right now?
You're there
everywhere. Is that also Creed? What matters right now, ladies and gentlemen, above all else, it's been another exciting show. We hope you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye, gang.